the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in today's podcast, I wanted to talk to you about the best piece of advice that I've ever received. And I don't know how long this podcast is going to be, because generally we just tend to make up other podcasts as we go along. So if you're wondering if we work off a script and that sort of thing, then absolutely we don't. We just make it up as we go along. So I don't know how long this podcast is going to last effectively, but let's just get into it. So the biggest, best piece of advice ever given, and it's helped me through my entire business life, including property, including my businesses and so on. So this is it. This is it. Become a creator, not a consumer. Or become a producer, not a consumer. So this is the difference, you see. So let's take property as an example. When I've got my properties that I've got available to rent, do you think I'm a consumer in that marketplace? Or do you think I'm a creator of living space? Now, I didn't build the properties, but I bought them, okay? My tenants are the consumers. I'm the creator. I'm the producer. On the podcasts that we create, do you think I'm the consumer? And bear in mind, I do consume podcasts. Or do you think I'm the creator? Well, obviously, I'm the creator. Now, this is the key. You've got a balance between how much you consume and how much you create. And if that balance is imbalanced in favor of consumerism, you're going to be poor for the rest of your life. If you can flip that on its head and you become a producer of stuff for other people to consume, you'll be able to generate an income, and you'll have a bigger income than you'll, not necessarily than you'll be able to spend as a consumer, because let's say you could go buy 100 Ferraris, in each one in a different colour. You know, that's probably going to spend up a lot of your income, I imagine. But you could certainly go out and get one Ferrari. It costs you £1,000 a month if you're pulling in 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100,000 pounds a month. But the reason why you're not pulling in 100 grand a month, or even 10 grand a month, or even a grand a month in your business, maybe, or your property, or whatever it happens to be, the reason why you're not doing that is because you're not producing enough stuff. The more stuff that you produce... Now, by the way, what do we call these things that we produce? Well, we call them assets. So, like, you know, have you written your book yet? That reminds me, I need to write my book. Have you written your book yet? Have you got your podcasts out? Have you created your video content and got that out? And I get that there's all this stuff going, yeah, but I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if what I've got to say is wonderful. I spent an awful lot of money. I went to Las Vegas in 2016, still this year, in March. And I paid $5,000 for it, plus flights, plus hotels, plus food, plus a few beers. And it's Vegas, right? So I spend a little bit of money there. It costs quite a lot of money, probably $7,000 in total, about £5,000. So I'm a consumer there, okay? Now, this is the thing. Did I actually learn anything when I went? Well, the actual answer was no, I didn't actually learn anything. We're so busy going around looking for the secret magic sauce that actually, usually, we've already got the secret magic sauce that will get us the results. The only thing that we haven't got is the belief in ourselves that will actually enable us to get that magic sauce and use it. And so, you know, I came back from Vegas. I enjoyed Vegas. You know, we had breakfast at the Hard Rock Cafe just on a strip there. That was amazing. I got hit with, sleep deprivation. What's it called? Jet lag. Couldn't sleep. Ended up at Hooters at 3 a.m. in the morning. If you think that's like some crazy night out, really it's not. I was the only person in there. It was next to the hotel. It was the only thing open. So I gorged myself on key lime pie, which was amazing, by the way, and highly recommend that. That's the only food I would recommend at Hooters. And maybe a Coke or something. This was 3-4 in the morning, watching a basketball game on the screen there. It's quite funny because my jet lag was intolerable. But anyway, I was a consumer in that. And so the guy that I paid the money to, he made £5,000, right? That's nice. He's a producer. And obviously I've run my own training courses for £5,000. And so on those training, I'm the producer and the other people are the consumers. But it's about the flow of money here. Who's making the money? Is the consumer making the money or is the producer making the money? On Black Friday events, do you think the person giving the discount is making money or do you think they're giving money away? I'll tell you, they're making money. So what are you doing to produce? What are you doing to create? What are you doing to stop being a consumer? This is the single biggest piece of advice that I can give you that will turn your life around. Stop spending. Stop being a consumer. Stop it right now. Look at ways in which to cut your costs. I know people go out and buy the nice Audi TT because look at me, aren't I great? Look how I'm doing really well. And all you're doing is you're spending money you haven't got. Like you're producing that money maybe at work or maybe in a business, maybe it's some of your rent. But unless you're creating a huge amount more of income because you're producing stuff on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, it's not going to work for you. So you've got to stop consuming. Look at your gas bill and go to moneysupermarket.com and go and have a look at how you can save some money on your gas bill. Stop being a consumer. The gas companies are producers. And not only are they producers, but they don't just produce yours. They produce it for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of other consumers. And so this is the thing. Do you think that if you're a consumer, if you're a producer of a product and you've got a product of £1,000, do you think you're going to make more money selling that product to one person or 500 people? Obviously, you're going to make a lot more money selling that product to 500 people. That's £500,000 right there. Or what if you go and spend that £1,000 and you've only got £1,000 to spend? You're just spending what you're producing. So this is the key to wealth, is you've got to produce more than you consume. And we're so busy consuming. We call it consumerism. And when we're depressed, we go and get retail therapy. We even got a nice posh name for it to make us feel better. Instead of spending money that we haven't got, we don't call it that. We call it whatever was the phrase I've just used, retail therapy. It's total rubbish. You've got to become a producer. You've got to create content. You've got to create videos. You've got to create training courses. You've got to create assets. That could be a car to rent out. So you've got to buy the thing in order to do it. Okay, so maybe that's part of the consumerism, but we'd really call that an investment in buying the car. So you've got to do that. Or maybe you're buying the property. So whichever one that happens to be, that's the one that, you know, whichever path you want to go down in creating something that you can then pass out to other people that they can buy from you and consume your content, that's exactly what it is that you need to do. Now, you could say, well, Dan, you're producing podcast content. That doesn't make you any money. And you would be absolutely right. I don't get paid for doing this directly. But I do get paid when someone finds me on a Friday night looking on iTunes, I find a podcast and they go, blimey, he's got a lot, 5-star reviews all the way through, that's awesome. Starts listening to them, finds you on YouTube, finds the videos that we've created, hence produced, right? Consumes those videos, fills in the strategy session form because they want more of this information and they want help in their business, signs up the next day and pays a couple of grand to do so. Me producing all of that created a consumer who was going to produce the next level of what I offer, which is the coaching. Information isn't worth anything anymore. I'll tell you, it's not worth a damn thing. There's only two things that are worth anything. One is an experience, and the other is a result. They're the only two things that are actually worth something. Why do you go on holiday? For the experience. Why do you get a personal trainer? It's not because you enjoy push-ups. It's because you're going to get the result. They're the only two things that you can sell these days. Education isn't enough, because education is just information. That's all it is. The only thing that you can sell that will get a result, that will get you what you want, is the experience or the result. They're the only two things. So look, listen, if you need to go back and listen to this podcast again, there are absolute gold mines in this podcast. It's less than 10 minutes long. Listen to it 2 or 3 times. And then write down all the things that you are consuming right now. And then get another sheet of paper and write down all the things that you're creating. And then compare the two sheets of paper side by side. And I know for a fact which one has got the biggest list on it. It's the one that you as a consumer, not you as one as a producer. You make money when you produce stuff, when you buy assets that you can then rent out to consumers, such as houses or training courses for your business. And so bear in mind that when you're producing this stuff, it's to get one of two things. It's either to get the experience. So if you're running a live event, you need to make it an experience. Because generally, you know, if I'm 20 stone and I want to go to 14 stone, I can't do that on a weekend event, okay? But I can't get the result, but I can get the experience and enjoy that experience. And vice versa, If I need the result, that means I need longer term coaching. Now, you can also provide the experience in that coaching as well by offering like quarterly mastermind events and that sort of thing. But this is what's really important, and this is what will set you apart from everybody else, because everyone else is a consumer. Be a producer. Write down the two lists. Off you go. We'll speak to you in the next one, and I hope that was useful for you. Absolute goldmine, this one. Speak soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.